From the last census in 2011, it was revealed that around 14% of the UK population are now non-UK born residents. In 2017, the ONS revealed that 28.4% of live-born babies had mothers who were born outside the UK. So that's 138,142 babies from an immigrant background in that year alone. In 2015, it was estimated that non-European migrants have net fiscal cost to the UK of around £17 billion. What this means is that in the year 2014-15, the gap between what immigrants paid in taxes and what they took out in government services was around £17 billion. As you can see, estimates vary, but it is in this ballpark. We can work out how many people this is roughly by dividing £17 billion by the per head tax spend in the UK, which is £9,350, which gives us around 1.81 million people. The incentives are obvious. The UK is essentially saying, come to the UK and you'll get £9,350 for free. Now, let's just take one person, an adult male. In order to be a net contributor to the economy, rather than a net taker, he needs to be on at least £41,000. This means that any immigrant on less than £41,000 is a net fiscal cost to the UK. Now, naturally, this person is contributing in other ways by doing work and spending the remaining £31,418 on his living expenses and so on. But now, let's add a wife for this chap. Now, she's also a £9,350 cost, and unless she works, this family unit is now a fiscal cost of over £9,000. You see how this works. Now, let's say he brings his parents over, which very often happens, and they are retired and so don't work, and this couple have three kids. The family is now a net fiscal cost of £55,868 a year. Now, who benefits from this? Famously, there was a woman on Question Time who asked, if we stop immigration, who will make her coffee? The average salary for an assistant at Pret-a-Manger is £15,028 a year. That means their annual tax contributions is £1,212, making them a net fiscal cost of £8,138. What this means, realistically, is that me, you, and everyone else are subsidising the low wages for a job at Pret with taxpayer funds. The beneficiary is the purchaser of that coffee at that price point, but the low cost of labour is not being covered by the coffee sales, it's being covered by us. Of course, there are other costs too. The average waiting time at the NHS, at A&E, has increased by around 89% since 2007. It also puts pressure on the school system. Now think, if around one third of parents don't get their children into their first school of choice, and around 28.4% of babies being born are to immigrant mothers, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that in the allocation of scarce resources which have alternative uses, that will often mean that child A or child B gets the place. In central planning, which is what the school system is, categorical allocation means someone must win and someone must lose. Now, these are all broadly economic costs I've been talking about, but there are social ones too. In the past decade, we've seen whole areas completely transformed. This is not just statistics, it is people's lives, their culture, where they grew up. 37.5% of white British people from Newham left between 2001 and 2011. 30.6% in Dagenham, 30.3% in Slough, 24.4% in Luton, 12.3% in Leicester, 11.1% in Birmingham, the second city in the UK, of course. Now, it's somewhat interesting, isn't it, the sorts of stories that come from some of these towns. Newham, for example, struggles with poverty and overcrowding. Look at this story from the local Newham newspaper from just yesterday. It doesn't matter what it is, just look at those signs. Equality for all. We want justice. A look at the composition of Newham Borough Council is also quite revealing. 60 councillors, all of them Labour. All 60 councillors are Labour. This is effectively a rotten borough, a little one-party state. And who is the Lord, I mean MP, of this borough? It's this chap, Stephen Timms. Of course, a Labour man through and through. Interestingly, in the last election, he won 70% of the vote, which is roughly consistent with the demographics of this area, bearing in mind that these numbers are from 2011 and the election was in 2017. Digging even further, we can see that home ownership is very low in Newham. Less than a third own their own house, either outright or on mortgages, which is well below the rest of the UK. We can see that almost 40,000 people, just under a third, are in social housing, and the rest are in private rental accommodation. Stephen Timms won this seat in the last election with a majority of 39,883 people. The average salary in Newham is £28,780. The population of Newham is 347,996 people. The per head fiscal cost is £3,678, which means that the borough as a whole has a net fiscal cost to the UK of over £1.2 billion. We want justice, indeed. Now get out.